So today we want to, welcome to, what is it, fourth lecture, I guess. Today we want to start with finance or financial mathematics, and we start with the stochastic model of a financial market. We already had introduced one model of a share price, and in general we want to have, on a financial market, we want to have more than one share price. Okay, so let's start with basic definitions. So we had already introduced the probability space, omega FP, and the filtration. K goes from 0 to capital T. This is our discrete time. And for this probability space, we assume that omega is finite. So omega, you can imagine as consisting of the points omega 1 up to omega capital N. And what we also assume always is that for each singleton, the probability is positive. Yeah, and we give it a name. It's going to be QI. Then what is our sigma algebra? Here we can take the set of all subsets. And as we know already, the expectation we can then write as the value of the function at omega I times QI. Just as a reminder, then we define our models or our ingredients. So we have a price process. And that is going to be S with SK. K goes from 0 to capital T. And now we have that this S or this SK maps from omega into 0 infinity to the power of D plus 1. So we have this SK is D plus 1 dimensional. So why I'm calling D plus 1? Because the 1 is something special. The 1 is going to be the bank account. So we have SK of omega given by SK 0 on top, yes, of omega, and SK 1 of omega up to SK D of omega. And SK 0 of omega, that is 1 plus R to the power of K for some R, which can be greater or equal to 0. And that's going to be the interest rate. And it's probably also possible, I haven't thought about that, we can take it negative, at least greater than minus 1. it's probably working. So if you are bored with the talk, you can, or with the lecture, then you can think about it, in which places it would work. Okay. So especially this doesn't depend on omega, right? Because it's always the same value for all omega. Okay. Yeah, as I said already, SK stands for the bank account, or yeah, let's write it more Oxfordish, the balance on the bank account. With interest rate or is greater or equal to zero. As I said, maybe it works for negative. I haven't checked. And then we have this SK1 of omega up to SKD of omega. And these are prices of shares. At time K, we should say. And what we want to do is that we want to model the situation that you cannot say for sure what's going to happen tomorrow. So you only have the knowledge as a manager of a bank or someone who's dealing with shares as a customer. You don't know the future. And this we model as, and that's our so-called key assumption. That the SK one up to SKD, which map from omega to zero infinity, are FK measurable. About S0, we don't need to say anything because S0 is constant, so it's anyway measurable. Enough. Okay. So we have our shares and now we want to do something with them. So we want to trade. So if you want to trade, you need a trading strategy. And this trading strategy is sometimes also called a portfolio strategy. So there are a lot of synonyms, and I'm probably sticking to trading strategy. What is that? We denote it by a function VK, which maps from omega into d plus 1 again. And so VK of omega is then again such a vector, phi 0 k of omega, phi 1 k omega up to phi dk of omega. And the K is going from 0 to capital T. So you have several ways of detailed writing. You can mention the omega, you may can mention the dimensions from 0 to d. You can just leave it off and write like that. So, but what is actually this phi k I of omega? That is the number of shares. Of type I. Okay, like that at time k, which someone owns. So we are talking about one manager or one bank or one private person. That is for I greater than 0, yeah, greater or equal to 1. And for I equals 0, is it the number of units on the bank account? Okay, and in order to model this situation that we don't know the future, so we don't model insider trading, then it would mean that phi I 0 is F 0 measurable. And the K I is here's K and here's F K minus 1 measurable. I'm going to explain why this is important. So maybe we should emphasize that. So we have here phi K. So here 0 is in both places, okay? But if k is bigger than 0, then we have this relation. That's the wrong color. So that's our second key assumption. And I'm trying to explain what's going to happen. So what is the situation if you trade? So I'm trying to draw here a timeline. This is capital T. This is until we think of trading, then everything stops for us. And this is the time 0. This is like today. And then there are coming these times. From today to tomorrow, and so on. Do we need more? Maybe not. The rest you can imagine. So, of course, this is t minus 1. So we go from one day to the next. So this is today. And this is our time horizon. Okay, now we have here of maybe I should change the color. It's getting too crowded. It was supposed to be green. Now it is green. Okay, so here we at this point here we have at 0 we have a phi 0. That is the number of shares or the units on the bank account at time zero. This is what we have. And in this time period from 0 to 1, we use phi 1. In the time period from 1 to 2, we use phi 2. Okay. So we can at time k, so at time 0, for example, or at time 1, one has the portfolio or the trading strategy, phi k. So that is okay. For example, we take 1, then we are here. At this point, we have phi 1, this portfolio. It tells us that many shares and so on. But now we want to maybe to change our position. We want maybe to sell 10 shares of share number of type number 1 and buy 20 shares of type number 2. Okay. So we decide this on time 1, and our new position, our new number of shares and the bank account units, we denote by phi 2 then. So that is what we had until time 1. And then we decide on a new distribution on shares and bank account, and that is called phi 2. Okay? And decides on a new portfolio, phi k plus 1, which is kept during k plus 1, during the time until we come to k plus 1. And then we can change our positions again. So what is important here is to think, okay, what should be the measurability of this one? So if we think that the present is k, so at time k, and we have the share price information for the time k, so everything is k measurable, and then it's kind of clear that this phi k plus 1 should be fk measurable. So because we decide at time k, so we have the information at time k. So we know the share prices at time k and the whole past, but we don't know what is happening in the future. Okay. So that is fk measurable. And that's why we have this notation in that way, that phi k should be fk minus 1 measurable. Okay, that's our portfolio or trading strategy. And now we want to know how rich are we actually. So we have to count everything together. And if we do that, we get the value of the portfolio. At time k. Yeah, I think everybody can do that. So we know how many shares we have and how many units on the bank account. So what we do is we take the number of, let's say, shares or bank account, and we multiply with the share. Price, with the price of the share. Okay? Or with the units on the bank account. And if you sum up from CO to D, then we get, then we know how rich we are. And since this is like a scalar product in I, then it's also common to shorten this. And I probably use this quite a lot because I'm slowly writing and time is running fast. But I still should keep mentioning the omega. So the notation is like that, that we use this scalar product parentheses for a short notation of the sum. Then I don't need to write the sum all the time. So this is the definition of this. Okay. And we can also write this in different form. So we can also leave the omega off because it doesn't matter where we mention that. So it could also be written in that form. Okay, that's how rich we are. What else? We want to make science out of finance. And there are two things which are important. So if there is interest rate and the prices go up, then we should discount the interest rate because then we kind of know the real price change because everything would somehow, if it's a fair market and so on, it would be related to the interest rate changes. And the real changes we only see if we discount. Okay, what do we do? Discounted price process. So we define beta case, which is 1 over SK0. So that's always okay because our price process is, our bank account process is positive. And that's the discounting factor. Maybe I should emphasize this finance concept a little bit. So value of the portfolio. What else did we have? Portfolios or trading strategy. Okay. Yeah, these are all these concepts which we had. Yeah. And now something nice happens if we discount. It means we divide by SK0. And if you look at our SK vector, then at the first position, we would have had SK0. If we divide, we get 1. And the discounted price process is given a tilde. Then the other positions are just multiplied with beta k. And then we denote them by a tilde. Okay, so what is a discounted portfolio? Well, the discounted value of the portfolio, there's a mistake. So while I'm looking at the lecture notes, I'm trying to explain based on the lecture notes, this lecture, I notice a couple of mistakes, and I'm usually weekly making an update where the small misprints and mistakes are corrected. So in the end, if you want to have a better lecture notes or in the between You can always go to COPPA and download the newest version. But so far, there have not been serious mistakes. So if there's something going completely wrong, then I would warn you by an email or something. Anyway, this lecture has been given already. Okay, so what do we have? So there's no tilde here. Maybe I should write more clearly. So this is simply phi k. And we give the sk a tilde. So that's the definition of the discounted value of the portfolio. And then, yeah, you can write it as a sum or whatever. So more in detail. So that's also an important concept, the discounted value of the portfolio. Yeah, so we still go on a little bit with definitions, sorry. Yes, I said we want to do research. So we want to kind of investigate what is a good trading strategy. And how can we make sure that our trading strategy or our portfolio over the time is useful to follow so that we don't make too much losses. Usually it can only decide it on average, but anyway, so we want to trade good. That's our, but how can we scientifically figure this out? The idea is you should not cheat while you do this. You should really win by trading. So meaning at the beginning, one has a certain portfolio like phi zero, and then one decides and changes. But while one rearranges the amount of shares and the bank account and so on, one should not secretly take some money out and go for lunch with that or buy some nice things. And one should not put money of their own pocket into this portfolio, because that would somehow blur the view. Is my trading strategy, my decision on how many shares I'm taking this time, is this a good one? Because if I put money additionally into, I cannot really judge anymore whether the strategy was good. I only know how much money I have then. But okay, so, and in order to prevent this, we introduce the concept of self-financing. This is exactly what I tried to explain. So you are not allowed to take anything out of your value of the portfolio, so to say. You have to keep it constant by rearranging, and you are not allowed to put anything in. So in other words, yeah, that's supposed to be blue. What happened now? I need my mouse. Here it is. Okay. Yeah, that was the wrong button. Definition 211. A strategy or a portfolio. Apparently we use it alternating, is self-financing and that is an important concept if and only if for all k from 0 to t minus 1 we have the following. Unfortunately, it's coming on the next page, that, or maybe I write it here. Phi k sk, that's the value at time k of the portfolio, is the same as after I reposition So that is at time k, and that is after I decide for a new. But it's still at time k because the share prices haven't changed. Okay? So that is our self-financing strategy. Yeah, and the interpretation. I said already, but maybe we should really write it down. We start with an initial portfolio. Which is this 50. The time is 0. No, it's the dimension. Okay. From 0 to D, and everything is 0 as subscript. That's the time. The time is 0. And then we allow self-financing. Rearrangement, a self-financing rearrangement. At time 0. So I don't know why you not right away start with the real thing you want to start with, but maybe, yeah, you got some. You start today at the bank, and your previous bank manager had this made these decisions, and you start fresh. So you change your position. Maybe like that. Okay, so what is happening? We have phi 0, S 0 is equal to phi 1, S 0. And just to remind yourself once, this is actually the summation over all phi 0 I, S 0 I, and I goes from 0 to D. And the same here. So I think I don't need to write it all the time. Okay. So that means the value of the portfolio is going to stay the same. But you can change the positions. Okay, the same happens at time one. So we have now phi 1 scalar product with S1. So what it has changed from 0 to 1, the share prices might have changed from today to tomorrow. So tomorrow we have this value of the portfolio, and then we see the movement of the share prices, and maybe we decide, okay, we should change the position. So we can choose phi 2, S1, but such that these two are equal. Okay. So, what I try to say all the time, the value of the portfolio is not changed. by its rearranging. So it changes while the share prices are changing. Okay. And the last comment at time capital T. So K is equal to capital T. We have phi T ST and do not rearrange more or rearrange anymore. Okay, the question is, what can we conclude from all this? And the conclusion, maybe I should postpone to the next session. So I would propose that we have a break now.